I can sing that song. Good morning, y'all. And thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. All right, a couple more hours left of the show this morning. At the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about everything having to do with light bulbs, right? Have you been shopping for light bulbs lately? I mean, you want to be confused. You have to learn a whole new vocabulary. So we'll be talking with a light bulb expert, talking about how you can change the feel of the inside of your home just by changing light bulbs. It'll be a great conversation at 10. 9 o'clock hour is generally the hour we throw it wide open. And if you've got a project you're working on, your house, home, castle, or cabin, regardless where you are in the great state of Arizona, we invite you to call us at the toll-free number and let's help you talk your way through that particular project. We've been remodeling in Arizona since the early 70s. We got here in 66. And as soon as I got a driver's license, I got a hammer. And we started remodeling all across Arizona. Been to all areas, every county we've completed work in, with the exception of Navajo County. Haven't worked there. But so we can give you tricks of the trade and little tips, give you product recommendations and tool recommendations, and make that project you're trying to tackle look just that much better when you're done. But just right now, we've got a special guest in studio this morning. The director of the Registrar of Contractors, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Rosie. And it's kind of nice, special guest. I like that. That's kind of interesting. So it's good to be here.
I wanted to bring you in because it is this time of year where we will be hit with the monsoons. The Far East Valley, I guess, got hit pretty hard just the other night.
You know, absolutely.
50-mile-an-hour winds and inch of rain, and that brings in a whole wave of newcomers to Arizona.
Oftentimes it does,
depending on the degree of the amount of damage, for sure. Right. We call them storm chasers, and I just wanted to kind of give everybody a big alert that if you do, if you are a victim of the storm, I guess that we would have some victims of some fires here recently too, huh?
Right. We have, you know, Arizona, that's what happens in the summer. We have, you know, we have fires all over the state. Oftentimes, they affect some of our communities that we have. Recently, the one that was big time in the news was the Goodwin Fire. We've had some fires in other places. We've had monsoon wind damages across the state. Just the past week, our investigators were out in Gold Canyon for monsoon damage, Dudleyville for fire, Pine Flats, Breezy Pines, Mare up near Prescott, all of those fires. And our guys are out there spreading signs around, talking to people, helping them, giving them information, and suggesting to them that they only hire properly licensed contractors, construction science professionals that are licensed by the state of Arizona.
Well, I'm trying to think. The biggest natural disaster we've had in the last decade was probably the hailstorm of, what, 11? Was that October of 11 or 10?
Oh, actually, I think 10. That was
1 in 3 roofs in Maricopa County needed to be replaced. 1 in 4 air conditioners.
Right, that's so it was, yes. Whether it was all from the hail damage, but there was a lot of significant damage, especially on the west side of Phoenix.
And so we were flooded, literally, with storm chasers. Now, what challenges does that present to your agency, and what challenges does that present, literally, to the homeowners?
Well, when you have damage like that, it's traumatic. For, you know, your roof's tore off in some of this hail and some of this wind damage. Your roof's tore off. There's water running into your house. Some guy comes up and knocks on your door and goes, "Hey, Mrs. Jones, you give me $1,000, we'll get this fixed.
We're in the neighborhood.
And, you know, look, we're in the neighborhood, right? You know, sign this right here. Sign this thing and give us your insurance check. We'll go." Well, I'm not saying that 100% of the time that somebody is
there are
is
bona fide
bad,
storm
but,
chasers. I mean, there but, there are good storm chasers.
Well, there's guys that do that, but
yeah, they're professionals.
But you know, but you really need to make sure in Arizona that they're licensed, properly licensed folks. When we call a storm chaser, we use it generically. A lot of times we just consider it somebody that's an unlicensed entity
yep.
that comes storming into your area, whether they're from out of state or whether they're local, and they come in and they prey on people when they're in these emergency situations. And they get people to give them money up front, frequently it's cash, and then they disappear. In the instance of the hailstorm, which, you know, who knows, we could end up with this now. There were people coming in and asking people to sign over their insurance checks. The insurance checks were signed over. Nobody ever showed up. No work's done.
Oh.
However, the insurance company has paid.
Yeah.
They've already paid. They're not going to pay again. And if you don't get your house fixed, then your house frequently becomes uninsurable. And so you're out.
Do the due diligence.
Call the registrar. Call the registrar, make sure that these people are properly licensed, and I'll go over it again. Never write a check to somebody to a name of somebody that's not on your contract. Never give them cash. Don't do those things. So
pretty simple
diligence, rule. Due diligence.
Pretty simple rules to follow.
Right.
And we wanted to get you on ahead of, because we really haven't been hit. Yeah, well, of course, we've had the fire.
Right.
Invariably, that's smoke damage. You know, the entire house smells like it's been through a smoke filter. And so you've got to do the smoke eradication. Then Dudleyville, unfortunately, there were a couple homes actually lost.
Well, and there are up in the Prescott area also. I mean, in the Mayor area, the Breezy Pines and Pine Flats and some areas around there. What happens in those areas, like those forest fires, I mean, that ground is like concrete. So you might not have a property loss or a building loss, but the subsequent rains that come ends up with mudslides and flooding damage and all of those things that come up into weeks and months to pass.
Okay. So we're just trying to give you all a heads up that should you incur any amount of damage in the upcoming monsoon season, just proceed with caution. Do your due diligence. And the first place to check that out is azroc.gov.
Yes.
Very simple search engine there.
Right.
You put in the name of the qualifying party or the name of the construction company.
Right.
It brings up their current status as to whether or not the license is still valid. Are the insurance documents current?
Right.
And do we have a complaint history on them?
Right. Not only that, but if you still have questions on the website, if you're still a little uncertain, don't hesitate to give us a call. Our toll-free number is, just a second, let me take my glasses off.
Okay.
I can't see without my glasses.
Okay.
So 877-692-9762.
Okay. Very good.
And then you can ask those questions and get some information there.
Well, what else are y'all seeing right now? What's got you busy right now? I keep telling people we're under the biggest labor shortage I've ever seen.
Well, it's... You know, I know in Arizona we always kind of go up and down.
Sure.
Seen many of those waves. And a lot of times what we see is originally after the crash in the 2008-09-10, once everything hit, we were expecting, you know, we had huge businesses going on, people, their absorption rates, they're all going, and then pretty soon there was no business, so people left. What I find, some of this is my opinion, right along here.
That's fine. That fits well in this room.
So what we find is we have a lot of people complaining about qualified workers. There, trust me, there is not a lack of people to do the work. They don't have the proper training. And there's a variety of reasons for that. I believe that years ago we let the skills of construction science professions fall to the wayside and be treated as if they were some sort of second-class kind of skill. And so that's what we're finding. We've got a multifaceted problem. We have a current shortage. We have nothing that's filling the pipeline, and so it's just ongoing. There's a variety of different things that are going on all over the place, and you've heard of some, and people out here in your listening audience have heard of a variety of different things. increased training levels going on. We have Arizona Construction Career Days and Southern Arizona Construction Career Days coming up in October, last weekend of October in Southern Arizona.
And that's open to the public.
Well, it's open to the students.
That's
not open to the public.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens in Southern Arizona is the last week of October. Up here in Central Arizona, it's the first week of November. And high school kids from all over the state come in. They get to see different variety of construction processes and companies, talk to them about careers in construction science professionals. So often, people don't understand the kind of money that can be made here. A life in the construction industry, you're relatively successful. I'm fed well. There's great careers there without college debt.
All right. It is a great career, and I was recently talking to someone who graduated with a master's degree and got a job, and I found out what their compensation was. The corporation was paying to move them to Chicago and giving them a salary and the comp package. And I said, well, your whole family's here in Phoenix, right? Yeah, I'm second generation Arizona. And I said, you know, you could make that same amount of money staying right here in Phoenix, coming to work for me.
Absolutely. You know, an electrician without college debt,
yeah,
you know, can make, once they get through their apprenticeship, can make in the mid-80s,
yeah,
thousands,
yeah,
per year.
It's
mid-80s, folks, 80,000 plus per year.
It's a great position.